Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Loose Ends, where we tie up topics that we have left hanging, like, is Augie still in the Y phase? And is Cece still obsessed with a couch pillow? And then we wrap it up with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 181. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Okie dokie, you do not sound well. What's going on?
What are you talking about? I sound totally fine. This is normal. This is great.
It's your new sexy frog voice.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's really doing frogs a disservice, calling this my frog voice.
They're like, don't insult us.
If I talk low, it's a lot better. So I might be talking more manly this episode.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. So my first check-in for this week is that I lost my fucking voice, which has really, you know, like, it sucks to lose your voice, but it really sucks to lose your voice when your job is to host a podcast.
Yeah, that's really hard. And when your like unofficial job is to tell a toddler and a baby what to do all day long every day.
It's so funny because I keep telling Augie, like, you know, I can, this is good. We've been waiting to record because my voice has been so fucked. And there was like 3 days where I could only whisper. And like, everyone says, don't whisper. It's harder on your voice. I'm like, how am I going to tell Augie to like do anything if I can't whisper? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That advice is not made for moms. So, but it was really funny because I would be whispering, you know, and I'd be like, Augie, it's time to get out of your clothes for bedtime. And he'd come up to me and he'd like whisper back, okay.
Well, that's good. It sounds like a quiet household for a while anyway.
Sort of. Sebastian, the baby who is 9 months old, did not know how to whisper back. So,
no, true, true, true.
But yeah, I mean, there's not much to check in on this week for the obvious reason is that I was like, I had a bit of a head cold and it really wasn't that bad, but it went into my throat and I lost my voice. So yeah, it's just been kind of one of those like momming while sick weeks, which is sucks because no one really gives you a proper break. I should say Corey has been good about letting me like nap a little extra and stuff. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. But the main check-ins with the kids that I want to talk about while I still have a voice is just a quick update on my breast milk donation. Mm. So it's just a quick update on my process to get approved as a official milk donor for the UC San Diego Human Milk Bank. Mm-hmm. I went and got a bunch of blood work this week before I got sick.
Okay.
It's part of the process. They basically give you a free screen for hepatitis and HIV. And luckily, thankfully, and as expected, those came back negative. So I think that means that I'm going to get approved very quickly actually send in my stuff. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is just, I've talked about this before, but Sebastian is a freaking stinker, man. I don't remember this stage with Augie, but it must have happened. Corey keeps telling me I'm just forgetting that it was definitely like this. But like this 9-month-old is so stubborn. Like he is the happiest, happiest baby as long as you let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Typical.
Yeah, typical, right? The minute you try to like hem him in, and I'm talking about like literally hem him in, like close the gate on the playroom or put on pants or a diaper on him, he just loses his shit. He's like squirming away from me, going boneless, twisting around, like screaming his head off. You think I'm like torturing the kid. And then like, it's because he wants to like crawl. It like is so interesting. And like the minute you let him crawl, he's like back to being his cheery self.
Right.
Like, but yeah, it's definitely one of those things where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in for it. You know, like this is a strong-willed baby.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. I remember maybe around 8 or 9 months with my girls, Elle especially. She's very strong-willed. I'm just having a vision of like diaper changes being impossible, like just so squirmy, legs kicking, like especially if it was a poopy one. Oh my God, like poop getting everywhere. And it's just like, oh my God, just lay down and let me do this. And then you can go back to doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They don't get it.
It's like, if you just let me put these pants on you. Oh my God, this week he ruined, like, well, thankfully not, but I thought for a second he had ruined a brand new pair of jeans that I had kind of splurged on. Splurge for me is like more than $25. And I was really excited. I had gotten like my very first pair of gray jeans. Like I had never thought I could pull off gray jeans, but I'm like, I'm going to order some Universal Standard gray jeans and rock them, right? I wear them for one day, and this kid, in the process of trying to, like, squirm off my lap like a little weasel, he smears diaper paste all over them.
No. Oh, that oily, greasy, bright white stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like full of zinc oxide. And I was just like, I was actually mad. Like, I don't get angry that much. I usually get defeated. But this time I was angry. I was like... cursing. I was like, my brand new jeans, no. But
I would be too.
Thankfully Google knows how to get that out, so I like got a toothbrush and some, I think it was hot water, I don't know, someone, don't trust me on this, Google it before you try to get diaper cream out of your jeans, guys, because I don't want to ruin it. But it did come out, so
oh good.
I apologize for losing my temper for the baby. He didn't care, he was crawling, he was like, I'm good now.
Oh yeah, he'd moved on like a long time before that.
Yeah. Anyway, I probably shouldn't talk too much. So I want to hear what you've been doing for this week when I've been sitting at home whispering towards my children.
Oh, just living through the daily tantrums as you do. Cece is almost three. She's getting close. Yeah, a couple weeks away. And it's just the clinginess, the neediness, and the tantrums are peak level. It's so wild. I mean, I've talked about it before. Like, ever since Elle went back to school, Cece's become really, like, needy of my attention. And it is, like, 95% focused on me. It's like, I need you, Mom, I need you all day. If I get up and dare to go pee, it's like,
how dare you?
Meltdown. I know, how dare I? And perfect timing, as it often is, I came across a post from Dr. Becky on Instagram that was very helpful and useful to me. Let me share that with you.
Because, yeah, I'm going to need this as well.
Well, it is in no way going to help you or me, like, have the tantrums stop or subside. I think is just more like advice on what to do in that situation, you know, because I've gotten so used to her tantrums and outbursts and meltdowns because she's just had tons since she was born, like way more than Elle ever did. And I've just, you know, gotten accustomed to it. But I just liked this post. So it's a post that says parenting truth. Be wary of guidance that tells you to ignore a tantrum because giving it attention will reinforce bad behavior. And then she goes on in her description to talk about it a little bit. And I liked this little bit. She says, here's something key to remember. We're not training animals. We're raising humans. I'm just like, okay, I know. And tantrums are not willful acts of disobedience. Tantrums are biological states of dysregulation. Ignoring a tantrum is like your partner ignoring you when you are in your worst state of emotional pain. And I know we've talked about like emotional dysregulation before and them not doing it on purpose. And like, I just know all of that intellectually. But when you're in it every day, it's more of an emotional response in dealing with the situation, a little bit less intellectual, right? And like, sometimes I just get so frustrated and I'm a very busy mom that like she's tantruming and I don't really have the time to sit and be with her in the bathroom, on the bathroom floor. And I'm like, okay, I'll be right back. And that particular day, I found myself walking away from her when she's just, you know, so upset. And she was literally on the bathroom floor and kicking and screaming about something I don't even remember. And I just remembered this post and I was like, okay, let's not walk away from her. Let me not leave her in this state. And thinking of like, how, if your partner left you in your, you know, worst emotional state, like that's such a sad thing to think about, right? Yeah. And like so sad to think about leaving her like that. And she can't help it. She's probably scared and overwhelmed by the feelings and stuff. So I thought of Dr. Becky and I stayed, and it just like, it does help, you know, I think it like helps them calm down sooner. It helps them feel safe. And it just makes me feel better as a parent to like know that one of the things I'm doing is being there for her in her really hard times instead of walking away because it's convenient for me. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that experience and that post.
Well, you know, that resonates with me, too, because one of the things I notice is that I was not necessarily raised with a ability to really sit with my own emotions. And that has translated into a difficulty with sitting with other people's emotions that I try to be better about. And, you know, I consciously try to be better about as an adult. But, you know, I know that my sort of default is stuff them down, walk away, pretend everything's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, so when Augie's having like a big tantrum, it's I find it kind of hard to just sit there and like be with the emotions and let them happen because I tend to want to either fix it or like disassociate and get away from them. You know, so it's good to remember, like, to have Dr. Becky and Jana Lansbury and all these people reminding you, like, this is good. This is about connection. They're doing this because it feels safe. You know, you're a safe person for them to let out these emotions.
Yeah.
But I do also realize that, like, I need somewhere to, like, put those emotions or to, like, process after dealing with, like, tantrum after tantrum. Because it's like an emotional energy that gets passed to you. Like,
yes,
it's so much when they're like, you know, just sobbing and screaming in your face and sometimes kicking you and hitting you, you know, all that stuff that like it's important to find a way to like release that somehow because it is a lot. Like, I think that's why it's you want to walk away because it's like it's a lot to absorb on a day when you're already absorbing a million other things.
Yeah, that's part of what led to a lot of my anxiety, postpartum anxiety after she was born, right? Like she was just even from birth, a much more crying, unhappy baby than Elle was. And like absorbing all of that and not knowing how to fix it and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know what to do with all those feelings and just like got all tangled up inside and my chest was tight and I was like, ah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard.
I will say I have learned a lot from her about how to be present with emotions and how to absorb that from her because she's been like this since birth. And with Elle, I really was uncomfortable sitting with big feelings and like if she was doing something and struggling, like I just wanted to like step in and help her and fix it. Like I had this huge urge like to help Elle. Like I couldn't handle her discomfort and oh my God, you know. And even still, the urge with Elle for me to do that kind of stuff is still big. Like I can't handle her emotions in the same way I can handle Cece's because I'm just so used to them. I'm almost desensitized in a way. Mm-hmm. And also she won't let me help her a lot of times. Like if she's struggling with something and I try to help, she's like, no, I do it. And when she's tantruming, a lot of times she doesn't want me to even touch her, you know, so I can't comfort her in that moment. I just have to sit with her, sit and wait for her to be ready to hug. You know, I'll be like, let me know when you're ready for a hug. And most of the time it'll pass and she'll be like, okay, I'm ready for a hug.
Oh.
So it's interesting, you know, the different kids and how they are, you know, how their temperament's different and how you react to them differently. It's been an experience.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what will happen with Sebastian. I mean, like I said, he's super strong-willed. So I'm wondering if he's going to be more of a tantrumer or just independent. Should be interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll start to show itself very soon.
Great.
Lucky you. Okay. One more quick little update this week. I've got a new Cece-ism that I really want to share because I love it. It's so cute. So, you know, she often mispronounces some of her words and some of them are cuter than others. So her new one, because it's starting to get cold here in LA, I've busted out my boots and she has boots. So we both have like our brown boots and she really loves them and she gets excited about them. But for some reason, she's decided that they're not called boots. They're called boops. B-O-O-P-S. Boops.
Boops. So, like what you do to a kitten's nose. Boop.
Boop. Yes, exactly. So, of course, I love hearing her say it. And usually I'll correct her, you know, try to correct her. But this one's so cute. I'm just like, oh, okay, now maybe I'll call them boops. But here's a little voice memo of her talking about it.
Oh, yay.
All right, what shoes should I wear? I think you can wear flip-flops.
Flip-flops? It's kind of cold. Should I wear something warmer?
Yeah.
What are these called?
Boops.
Mm-hmm.
With me!
Oh, what are you wearing?
Boops.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
There?
Nothing boops.
Uh-huh. Me and you, let's both wear our boots, okay? Yay!
Oh, my God.
She's like, matching boops.
Matching just... boops, like me.
Like me.
I can't really imitate her with my voice right now. But yeah,
no, you can't even get to that register. But anyway, that's my new little thing making me smile this week. So I thought I'd share. But
that is very sweet.
Yeah. Other than that, we're good this week. And I think maybe we should move on to our next segment.
Yeah, let's do it.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, we are back, and our special segment this week is Loose Ends, where we try to tie up some topics that we left hanging in previous episodes. So, Shauna, we have a lot of questions for each other, so we're just going to kind of go rapid fire, try to get through them, try to update our listeners and each other.
Okay.
Okay, sounds like a plan?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I've got the first question for you, which is Cece still obsessed with the couch pillow?
No, as toddlers are, they're fickle in their desires often. And she's no longer obsessed with that couch pillow. She does really love this. I don't know if you've heard of these things called, I think they're called Squishmallows. They're really big, soft, cushy, cozy. You know what I'm talking about?
They're like big, almost spherical, super soft plush dolls, kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, they're animals, but they're shaped like a pillow. And oh my gosh, they're great. And they have some of those. And then she has one that's like smaller and it's a knockoff. It's called like a mash pillow.
Okay.
And it's really cute. It's like a cat. And she loves that. That's her new obsession. Like she sleeps with it at night. I'll see it around the house during the day. Sasha will try to lay on it and she'll be like, no, Sasha, that's my pillow. And so that's like her new obsession.
All right.
She's really into pillows, though.
She likes soft, cuddly things. It's good.
Yeah, she does. All right. You are up. In episode 169, you were telling us...
169.
Okay, in episode 169, you were telling us about your mommy thumb, aka de Quervain's syndrome. Mm-hmm. How's that going? Did it resolve itself? Does it still hurt?
Yeah, that thing in particular, the thumb thing, is totally better. But I do think I actually have a little bit of like carpal tunnel in my hand, that same hand now. So I'm now like sleeping with a brace to try to keep it straight. And the thing that I noticed is at night, my hands were going numb a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also I was dropping things a lot. And I Googled the shit out of it and discovered that carpal tunnel will lead to those symptoms. And when I went to my GP, I asked her about it and she thinks that I probably have carpal tunnel and referred me to an occupational therapist. But I ain't got time for that.
So no.
I'm wearing a brace and it is helping.
That's good. You know, I've suffered with similar things. And what I noticed is that when I was walking a lot, like taking walks with Cece and like pushing the stroller, like having my arms up and like the, I don't know, the vibration of the stroller, like going into my wrist or something. Like I was having a lot of trouble at night. Like it was like mommy pushy stroller syndrome or something like that. And it's gotten better. I use some braces and I don't walk with her as much in the stroller. So yeah, all the wonderful things we suffer from as moms. Cool.
All right. I got another one for you. So in episode 172, you had introduced an okay to wake clock for Cece to try to help with her early morning wake ups. How's that going?
That's going really great. Often she comes in usually like right after her clock turns green. So I don't know if she's actually waking up and waiting or if she's in the habit now of just waking up at that time, but it's pretty consistent. She still will wake up at night occasionally, you know, and come and get me if she's scared. She ignores the clock in that instance. But in the mornings, it's been good. Yeah. Knock on wood, because as soon as you brag about that kind of thing, the 5
you
o'clock.
You just ruined it. Yeah.
Waking, start again. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Another one for you. In episode 171, you were talking about how Augie was in the why phase, asking why about everything, including on top of spaghetti song. Mm-hmm. So is mm-hmm. he still in that phase?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Yes. Every day, all day. His really weird one that he's been doing lately is he goes, "Mommy, why do you love me?"
Whoa, really? Oh my gosh, getting deep.
Yeah, so I have to answer that a lot. Why do you love me? Like, well, okay, let me count the ways.
Yeah, exactly. Aww, yeah, that's cute. That's a good one.
Oh, but I also tried one of your methods where I was like, how do you deal with this? You've done this before. And you were like, oh, one way to get by is like to ask them, well, what do you think? And so I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So he'll ask me something like, why is Kylo Ren's ship black with wings? And I'll be like, I don't know. Why do you think? And he goes, I wish I could do his voice, but my voice is all messed up, but I'll do it lower. He goes, do you want to talk about it? So instead of actually like positing an answer, he's like, do you want to talk about it? So
he just tosses that ball right back in your court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope, sorry, that one didn't work out for you.
It's all right. Okay, this is a good one. So in episode 172, you told us that Steve was fully willing to have a vasectomy. So how about that? You get the snip snip?
He has, drum roll please, not gotten that vasectomy.
Ah, dang it.
We are skating on thin ice. I have way too many dreams about like accidentally getting pregnant. So it's on the calendar. Finally, it got on the calendar. And, you know, it's like the doctor can't see him for months for just a consultation. So I think he's going at the end of January for a consultation.
Okay.
And so then we'll go from there.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll check back in on that one.
Okay. All right. In episode 172, you told us about Augie seeing sprinkles at night, which was like an incredible phenomenon. And I want to know if he's still seeing sprinkles.
Yeah, he has not mentioned sprinkles since a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, no more sprinkles. Sprinkles are gone. Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if he's just used to them now and not asking about them, or if he's just like not seeing them anymore.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Like, he just got used to them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no more sprinkles, except on foods that I'm trying to convince him to eat.
Like
sprinkles on chicken.
Cupcake sprinkles on chicken. Is that a good tip? Does that work?
Not in our house, no. He picks off the sprinkles, so.
Oh, my God. Sometimes when I put salt on the girls' whatever eggs in the morning, instead of eating the salty eggs, which is delicious, they sit and like one by one pick the grains of salt off the plate and like lick it, because you know we've got like a salt grinder, so it's kind of like big little granules. I'm just like, are you kidding me right now? So that's what that reminds me of. Kids.
Okay, in episode 177, you talked about introducing a rewards chart for your kids when they do things you want them to do. How's that going? Did they get their chocolate chip cookies?
They did, and they've gotten more rewards since. They love it. It's actually working really well. It hasn't cured all the, quote, bad behavior, but they are still motivated by it, and we've changed up the reward every time. The second time, the reward was, like, screen time in the morning before school 2 times. You know, that was an exciting one. And another one was they got to buy a $5 toy on Amazon when they reached their 10 stars. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, like, they found some pretty decent stuff. Like, Elle got modeling clay for like $4, and Cece found a coloring book for like $3. It was like perfect. So they got a little reward. And this week it's brownies. I baked them brownies and cut them out with heart-shaped cookie cutters. So, you know, we mix it up and it's fun. And And really cute thing is when they, you know, follow my instructions and earn a star, their new thing they say is star behavior, so now, like, even in other situations, I'm like, come on, girls, let me see your star behavior, and they get really excited about star behavior, so it's going cute. Well. We like it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, here's one for you. So how is Augie's sleep going at night? I know you guys were having a lot of wake-ups, and you were on the Annoy Augie campaign. I know it's only been a couple weeks, but how's it going?
It's actually going awesome. I think he's only had one or two middle of the night wake up since we've started that Annoy Augie campaign. So yeah, awesome. It's going really, really great. Like, it's been a miracle. So I continue to go in every night just before I go to bed and poke him until he stirs and then run out of the room.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad it's working. Cece had a couple nights where she was waking up in the middle of the night, like a couple days in a row. And I was like, well, maybe I'll try this. And I go in and, like, I'm like scared shitless, right, to annoy her. And I like jostle her a bit, and she stirred and it was fine, but it didn't do anything. It's still 2 a.m. I was like, mama. But I'm so glad it's working for you. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I have another question for you. In episode 165, in your mom confessions, you admitted that you drunk purchased a Dr. Becky online course, parenting course, I should say. And my question is, did you ever get around to watching that parenting course?
I'll give you one guess.
Yes, immediately. And you took good notes.
Yes, and those notes are written up and ready to share with everybody. No, I have not. It's totally on my to-do list. Maybe on my Christmas vacation when I have some downtime.
That's a good idea.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. For you, I've got this one. In episode 159 and many episodes leading up to it, we were talking about how you were moving and moved into a new house this year. So we haven't talked about that much since. How are you guys settling in? Like, how are things going in your new place?
Well, they're getting there. We are finally, like, putting art up on the walls. I mean, art, you know, like our pictures and stuff, like family photos. And we got some decals to put in the kids' rooms. So we're, like, finally decorating their rooms so it doesn't look like a white box of nothingness, like sadness.
Yeah.
So that's really helping. And yeah, it's just a slow process. It's like, I was actually thinking about this the other day about how, like, I feel like I can barely remember the last, like, 4 or 5 months since we've moved. And I'm like, it almost feels like PTSD, like almost like trauma. You know what I mean? Like, and not to minimize people who have, like, true traumas in their life, but, like, it's been this, like, nonstop feeling of, like, just go, go, go type thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's starting to finally sort of settle down. We're starting to, you know, do the things that aren't as important, like, you know, buying a mirror for the front hall and, you know, little things like that, as opposed to, like, we need the functional things like a sink that works or...
Right. Hot water.
Hot water. That was really high on the to-do list. So, but yeah, so we're settling in and we're loving the yard, and it's nice to be able to have people come over and hang out here. So yeah,
yay.
It's going great. I'm happy we moved.
Good, 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 good. That's awesome.
Okay, next one for you. In episode 175, in your check-in, you had said that the girls were having a bit of, like, a strained relationship with each other. And I wanted to see, is that still going on? Is there still tension?
Well, yes and no. I think it's gotten better since then, you know, because of all of the work I did to not watch the Dr. Becky sibling course that I bought. Just kidding, I didn't. Didn't watch it. And I bought the Siblings Without Rivalry book, which you told me about, and I did not read it yet. So I haven't done much to actually help with the situation. But I think that, like, just trying to continually correct Cece's behavior, like, because, you know, she was, like, hitting and pulling hair and stuff. And she's gotten better with that. Like, she still does it sometimes. And to her defense, Elle antagonizes her, you know, and often pushes her to that limit. So we do still have some of that kind of problem going on. But in general, they play together great. They're totally best friends. They can entertain each other. Like, Elle randomly had a day off, like, for Veterans Day. And it was actually really nice because she entertained Elle. No. And it was really nice because she entertained Cece while I was working and I, you know, took the focus off of me. So that was really nice. So it's like great on one hand and also still like just sisters bugging each other until they get riled up kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, Laura, I have another one for you, but should we come back after the break and do some more questions?
Oh, great idea.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners, this episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at L'Olivie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We're back and we have a few more loose ends questions. Okay, here's one we haven't talked about in a while. I don't think we've gotten an update too recently on it. We were talking a while back, like around 162, Sebastian's reflux was bad, right? Mm-hmm. You were trying different medications, and in 162, you were talking about him having Sandifer syndrome, like the arching and everything. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened with all of that?
So actually, it's good timing you ask about it because just this week, we finally fully weaned him off of his meds, his omeprazole.
Cool.
Yeah, he had been on the same dose of omeprazole. So like he got bigger, but the dose stayed the same. So in theory, he had been weaning off of it. And his doctor said like, oh, you can just cut it off. But we tried to just cut it off and he started like refluxing like crazy and it was really bad. So I chose to like go from 2.5 milliliters down to 2.25, down to 2, like over the course of many days. And so we did that over the course of like 2 weeks. And then just like literally this week, I think we were finally done with it.
Mm.
And yeah, he's good. He's not throwing up anymore. He's not arching. So I think he's much, much better. I think he's finally grown out of it.
Yay, that's great.
It's great. And I'm planning on sending like half of my burp cloth and bib collection to my friend Grace, who's about to have a baby. Because
oh, good.
Yeah, because I don't need them anymore. Like, we use a bib or two every day, as opposed to like, I mean, we were going through like 10, 12 bibs a day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's good. That's a good update.
Yay.
Okay, in episode 178, your BFN was that you had to cut out caffeine for the health benefits of cutting out caffeine.
Thanks for reminding me.
Not psychological, physical health benefits. So how's that going?
It's going really well. I've totally gotten used to having decaf coffee in the morning. I don't really miss caffeine, but I'm also not being super strict about it. Like, if I want an iced tea, like the kind I like, which is like this mango tea that I get from Trader Joe's when it's seasonal, like I buy a bunch of it and I'll make an iced tea out of that. I'll just have it, you know, like a little bit here and there. Sometimes I'll have like some Pepsi or something like that. And it's good. Today, though, I did get a half calf Americano at Starbucks, so I'm feeling really good.
Whoa.
So, yeah, that like little bit when you're not used to it in your system is like exciting.
You're flying high.
I'm flying high. And I think I'll just stick with not doing it. Steve thinks I'm going to fall off the wagon. He's like,
no faith.
I don't think so. Yeah, no faith. Well, it doesn't help that my doctor, I did like a follow-up appointment with a different doctor on my GI issues. We talked about what was going on and stuff. And she's like, well, I'm not going to tell you to cut caffeine out of your diet because you need to keep your job. So just like take it easy. I was like, oh, take it easy. And so as soon as Steve heard that, he's like, oh, Shauna's going to, you know, go back on that right away. But so far, so good. Okay, I have one more for you. In episode 177, my BFP was baby corn. And you're like, I'm going to go get baby corn right away. So how was it? Does he like it? How's it going?
I cannot find fucking baby corn anywhere, Shauna. Like, and I'm not talking about the fresh stuff that you were talking about. I'm talking about canned baby corn. It's not a thing anymore.
You can't find canned baby corn?
No, I thought it would be easy. I thought I had just been overlooking it all this time and it would just be in the canned food section like it was my whole childhood. It's not there. Like, it's just not. It's not at Vaughn's. It's not at Whole Foods. It's not at Ralph's. Like, I need to go maybe Target. I don't know. Like, where? I got to go somewhere. Someone tell me where to find baby corn.
I envision it not in the vegetable aisle, but in like with olives and like small jarred vegetables. You know what I'm talking about? Would it be there?
Like charcuterie.
Yes, like that kind of thing.
Well, now I have to go back to the store and check, Shauna. All right.
You know what? I'm going to check right now because this is important. Did you find the fresh stuff at Trader Joe's, though?
No, I didn't see it. But I also, you know how Trader Joe's is. It's like it's there one day, it's gone the next. So
yeah,
I probably waited too long.
Here we go.
Oh, where? Tell me.
Okay. Ralph's Private Selection Jarred Baby Corn in Brine, $2.49. You know, I can add it to my cart. I don't know. It does look like it would be in the charcuterie section because it's in a jar.
Okay.
Like I can see it next to the pickled okra or something like that, you know?
Okay.
That's where you need to look.
Okay, maybe I'm just looking in the wrong spot. I have to say I did not ask because it seemed embarrassing to ask.
Do not think you should be embarrassed. Baby corn is amazing. And it might just be the one vegetable your toddler likes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is not so much a question as just like a follow-up because we both got a lot of messages on social media after this last episode aired about your mom hack about reviving mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share what people have shared with us?
Yes, this is the best news since sliced bread. Katie in our Facebook community group shared that there is a product that you can buy. Specifically, she shared a link to Amazon that is just the powdered cheese. So you can just buy a jar of this shit and have it on hand and revive your mac and cheese like that. It's called, let's see, I love it. It's called Hoosier Hill Farms Big Daddy Mac Mix. It's just a big square jar of the orange cheese. And I'm kind of scared to buy it because I think Elle would discover it and then just try to eat it as a meal. Every time I make mac and cheese, she's like totally trying to sneak just the powder stuff to like eat with a spoon.
That's funny. I kind of love when you get a little clump of the unmelted, undissolved powder, I must say.
Right? Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's good. This stuff is $11 on Amazon. You know what? I think I am going to buy it. I'm going to buy it right now.
Add to cart. Well, plus you can make smaller portions and not have to worry about like buying, you know, just buy macaroni in a bag and buy that. You can just make a small portion. Yeah.
That's so brilliant. Love it. Thanks, Katie, and whoever else shared that tip with us. So helpful. All right. Well, that was fun to catch up with all that stuff, but I think it's time for us to move on to our BFPs and BFNs.
Okie doke.
We wrap up every week with our big fat positives or big fat negatives for the week. Laura, you're up first. What do you got for us?
I have a BFP.
Oh, well, that's good since your voice is kind of a big BFN. So good. All right. What do you got?
Yeah, huge BFN. But I wanted to have a BFP because I liked thinking on the bright side of things. Okay. So my BFP this week is I have these glasses, these sunglasses for both boys. I had gotten a pair of like baby sunglasses for Augie when he was a baby. And then I got him a toddler sized one. And now like, you know, one fits Augie still and one fits Sebastian. But these have been played with like to the ends of the earth, right? And the lenses had been scratched up so bad that like if you tried to peek through them, it was just blurry. And I felt bad because it was like, I can't put these on my new little baby's eyes and like expect him to think this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I was like gonna buy him new glasses when a friend of mine asked me like what brand I had gotten. And I was like, oh, I got Rochambeau glasses based on like recommendations from people before. And I really like these glasses. They're really like fun and flexible. And they might have been one of my BFPs way back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, I have Rochambeau glasses. I guess I'll just buy some more. And she was like, no, don't do that. They will send you free replacement lenses.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction. What? So I was like, this can't be true. And I went to their website, and lo and behold, they have a program where, like, they want to make sure you're happy with your glasses. So for just the shipping, for $5, they will send you replacement lenses for your glasses.
Cool.
So I got replacement lenses for both pairs. They're really easy to, like, pop in and out. And now they have, like, new sunglasses. So,
yay! That's great. And less stuff going into the landfill. I love it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so if you want to do this as well, you just go to their website and use the code OneEyedWilly, all spelled out. And it's on their FAQs, so you can find it too. But yeah, so I got new lenses, and that's my BFP.
I love that. Do you think Ray-Ban has the same program? Because mine are scratched to crap because my kids play with my sunglasses. Like, I'm like, I can't see out of them anymore. I really need new lenses.
Yeah. I mean, I just buy the cheapest sunglasses from Target that I can get because I know they're going to get destroyed. Like, absolutely ravaged.
Yep.
I'm actually going to send you a picture of all of us wearing our glasses. This is from a while back before the new lenses, but you can see why I wanted to keep them.
Aw, that's so cute. I love how Sebastian's peeking over the sunglasses. So cute.
Probably because they're so fucking scratched.
It's like, I can't see. I wish my girls would wear sunglasses. They'll wear them for like 30 seconds and that's it.
I have to say that it's a mixed bag here. So,
yeah.
But at least they can see through them now. So, yeah, that's my BFP. How about you? Do you have a BFP or a BFN?
I have a BFP.
Oh, yay. Yay. that's good. Okay, tell us, tell us.
We are so festive for the holidays here in our house, and I just love it. The girls want to decorate for Christmas like ASAP. Like, they probably would have done it the day after Halloween if I would have let them. But we finally busted out all of the Christmas decorations. And, you know, we've got a fake tree. We dove into that world last year during the pandemic. And so we put that up, and I just wanted to decorate the house outside. And so we got more lights and a couple like inflatables. So we're that house on the block now, but it's fun. I really love it. And we're just feeling festive. And so that's part of my BFP.
Okay. I'm jealous of those inflatables. Like, I've been trying to justify the purchase in my head, but like, I haven't gotten there yet. But I like so badly want just like a front lawn full of inflatable holiday decorations.
Same. And I think we'll be there in a few years. Like, if I just buy one or two every year, and you know, we've got a couple smaller ones, and now mm-hmm. like, I'm like, I want the big one, like that's as tall as my house, and that I can't justify that yet. So maybe in a couple years. The other part of my BFP is that a couple years ago, decorating for a birthday or something, I used these mini command strip hooks. Like, they're really mm-hmm. small. And I put them kind of over the sliding door and just around up in the living room, like places I would hang banners and streamers mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff. And I was lazy enough that I never took them down. But then I realized they're so tiny and they're clear, so you can't really see them. And now they've been there for the last 2 years. And anytime we need to decorate for the holidays or for birthdays or something, like, these little hooks are in all the right places. And it makes decorating super easy. So I like hang the holiday lights on these little hooks that are already there, and the garland and stuff like that. So I want to recommend these tiny little command hooks. They're awesome and clear, and you can hide them around your house and be ready to decorate at a moment's notice.
I love command strips. Like, I have so many different types of command hooks around my house.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, like, the only time I can actually identify when I like watched a commercial and then specifically went out and bought something because I saw it on a commercial was when I saw Command has a like broom holder command strip thing.
What? Awesome.
I made Corey rewind the commercial. I was like, whoa, what is that? I need that. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, this would solve all our problems. He's like, I don't think you understand how many problems we have. But I got this thing to like hang the broom up on the wall, and it's awesome, Shauna. It's so great.
That's cool. Well, you're going to have to share that one too, because I might need that in my life.
Yeah, you do. I found it at Home Depot.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
But that's a great tip. And you said I was lazy, but I think you were just being a genius who left up these hooks.
Clearly.
Because you knew they would be useful.
Yeah, it saved me a lot of trouble over the years. So specifically, they're called Command Clear Mini Light Clips. And they're really great, like, if you want to string up like little fairy lights, you know, that kind of thing. So something pretty small, or like a little banner or something like that. And highly recommend.
Awesome. All right. Well, hopefully I'll get to see your house all festive before the season is over.
I hope so. That would be fun.
Just got to get better.
Yeah. Please do. Please do. All right. I think that's our show. Should we wrap things up?
Yeah, I think I don't have much left in my voice at this point. Sorry, all listeners. Right. I'll try to be better next time.
All right, listeners. If you have any other questions about loose ends that we forgot to clear up, please let us know. Laura, where can they reach us?
We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, feel free to throw a voice memo in that email. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And finally, if you want to join a super cool group of people on the internet, search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, answer the 2 membership questions, and we'll send you straight through.
If you love our show, rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're going to be back with our reading a 5-star review next week. We're taking a week off to give Laura a minute of break on her voice. And spread the word. If you love our show, let listeners know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Have a great week. See you next week. See you next time.
Bye.